about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Good morning, everyone. I trust you all slept well. Shall we go to work, sir?
Sure thing. Let's get with it.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
V.I.G. Ah!
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. You are not so stinging. What? You know what I'm trying to say. You should die. What? Why should I die? I did not say that. Yes, you just did. You are mistaken. Are you a long time? Do you watch all the time? Long time fan him?
Sex appeal, robots. This is so ridiculous. This is going to be great.
And now,
I'm not a robot. I'm a unicorn.
Our feature presentation.
There it is, man. That's the future right there, an all robot show.
Wow.
That's where we're headed.
How'd it feel listening to your soon to be people?
Felt good, man. Yeah. I'm ready to bow down to my robot overlords. I told you that. I'm ready for them to start running things because we're screwing it up.
Yeah.
Hey, party people, welcome into yet another all-new Kevin and Bean Show, this time for a Wednesday morning, the 23rd of September, the first day of fall. And thank God you can really feel it, especially at your house, Allie.
It is crisp. I think we're upper 80s today, low 90s by tomorrow. So definitely a chill in the air. It's nice.
Definitely feeling like pumpkin spice weather, isn't it?
Yeah.
48 at my house right now.
Oh, lucky.
Feels good. Still going to be in the 70s all week, but a little cooler in the overnight. So I'm enjoying it. I like this time of year. Hey, I do have a thing I want to talk about, but Allie, you brought up another thing right as the song ended that we need to get to the bottom of first thing. What did you see on Kat Corbett's Instagram this morning?
Pictures of one of her dogs, her dog Blue, being held by James Corden. So apparently Blue was on the Late Late Show last night, and I don't know why.
Okay, I was going to ask. There's no information from Kat, no context, but apparently not, or you would know it.
I would know.
So she just posted a photo of her dog, Blue, who's the cutest little dog in the world, by the way.
Absolutely.
Can't weigh more than 2 pounds. Being held by James Corden, late show host. All right, if anyone works all night and saw that show, please call us right now at 1-800-520-1067 and tell us what Kat's dog was doing on the TV, because we are eager to know. Speaking of dogs, I got a story I've been trying to get to all week, but we've been busy doing other things. Here's a story that made international news over the weekend, and it happened less than a half a mile from my house.
Concerning.
I thought you'd be more impressed than.
Yay! Well, I don't know what the news is, so
okay.
Maybe I'll hold off.
This is a story about two dogs in a family that got out of the house. BJ Duft is their name, and he lives on my little island, although I don't know Mr. Duft, and he was hosting a party at his house, and you know what happens when you have a party? Some a-hole guest leaves the gate open.
Ugh, the worst.
And his dogs got out. He's got two dogs. He's got Tilly, who is an 11-year-old Irish setter and spaniel mix that he's had since she was a puppy. And then he's got Phoebe, who is 4 and was just adopted a couple of years ago from a doggy daycare. But the two are inseparable, and they wandered off together and did not come back. They were missing for a week. And it turned out that the little one, the little basset hound, had fallen into a well.
Phoebe!
Yes, this is, they call it a cistern, and it's actually, it's a well that's dug in the ground that's not terribly deep, but it's used to keep water in. And she fell in and could not get out. So Tilly, her 11-year-old Irish setter and best friend, refused to leave her side.
Oh.
Stayed with her for a week, leaving apparently several times during that week to run down the road to somebody's house, go halfway down the driveway, get the person's attention, then turn around and run away, trying to get them to come back and help this dog get out of a hole in the ground. Eventually, somebody spotted the dog who knew that the dog was missing and went over there, and that's when it was discovered that one dog was overseeing the other dog who was basically in a hole in the ground for a week, by the way. Is that a crazy story of puppy loyalty.
I love it so much.
It was clear what Tilly had done, said the owner. She had not left her friend's side except to go up to the man's house when she was there trying to get help for Phoebe. So both dogs are doing great. Both dogs, went home. They were exhausted, but otherwise in good health, obviously hungry. And within an hour of getting home, Tilly wanted to play with her tennis ball, and she was fine. Everything's back to normal. They have since filled in that well, by the way, which had not been used. And the dogs also both now have GPS dog collars on them so that they will not be lost again. But what a remarkable story, and what a beautiful photo, too, to see this dog just standing over the other dog, making sure that she's okay.
Not animals like I needed remarkable. To know why dogs are the best, but this is why dogs are the best.
Dogs are the best.
The best.
Anyway, like I said, a half a mile from my house that happened. I missed it. But
how are you not going over to this guy's house and making friends so you can hang out with his dogs? Seriously.
Well, yeah. I mean, boy, he's just got to be looking at that like a miracle, right? Crazy story. All right. I think we may have an answer to our question. Our boy Pete is on the line. He is in Santa Clarita, and he's up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Pete, thank you so much for being up so early. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. The question was, why was our own Cat Corbett's dog on TV last night? What can you tell us?
Corden does a bit, a recurring bit, where he fills in for somebody at their job while they take a break or whatever.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. And it was a dog grooming place, like a pet store.
Okay. Did he wash her dog?
You know, I don't know which dog was hers. He did wash a large dog.
Oh, that's
now, this
not
was
Blue.
A tiny little dog. What kind of dog is Blue? Do you know, Kat? Do you know Ellie?
I feel like maybe part Chihuahua, maybe?
It was the ugly Chihuahua.
Oh,
well, there was a lot of dogs.
It was the ugly Chihuahua with blue eyes.
Yep, ugly Chihuahua with blue eyes.
Wow, Dave.
So,
I think there were several of those.
Okay, so in other words, Blue didn't go down and be on the TV show in studio. James Corden came to Blue and filmed a taped piece that aired last night.
Yeah, I don't know what inside scoop Cat may have had.
Okay, that's fun. That's cool.
To have her dog there, but yeah, it was cool.
Awesome.
Blue's
thanks, Pete.
She's an adorable little rescue dog, too. Hey, Pete, how were you up at 1 o'clock in the morning and you're up now at 5:45 in the morning?
Yeah, not a good thing. Our cats... We had a cat with a hairball issue, and it looked like a crime scene.
Oh, dude.
Good morning.
Yeah.
That is not how you want to live your life.
No, most unpleasant.
All right. Well, good luck. We'll let you get back. Thanks for listening.
Luck,
thanks
Pete.
For calling. All right. Let's talk about today's Older Kevin Beach Show, shall we?
I don't mean to become, complain. But that sounds awful.
Hey, you don't even know yet, lady. We actually do have a good show today, including Dash Myhawk joining us on the program today. He is the newlywed, spoiler alert, Bunchy on Showtime's Ray Donovan, which is rounding up its end of its third season, I think. The season finale is this weekend, right?
This Sunday.
He has been he's had an easier year than some years on the show.
Yeah, which isn't saying much.
Which isn't saying much. But I still feel bad things are going to happen with him and Teresa. I still don't like it. I'm still very nervous about it. But we love Dash, and he's going to be joining us on the program today. Also, our old friend Jeff Probst is going to be here. We've been talking to him since Survivor 1. They are now back with, season 16, season 18?
At least, seriously.
The show, I mean, Survivor really is the show that kind of kickstarted the current age of reality TV.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was kind of the first one. I mean, there have been reality shows going back to the 70s, but this was kind of the first, mass appeal hit, back in the 90s that just kind of started the genre. But and he's a great host, and it's still a great show after all these years, so we'll catch up with him. We're going to be taking your calls today on having sex in public. There's a great couple we have to introduce you to in the news that did just that. Man, when the urge strikes, what are you going to do?
I'm not having sex on asphalt in the middle of a parking lot, but hey.
Whatever floats your boat.
It's just me.
Also, Bean makes his guest on the program today, and we got more tickets for you to go see Muse. This is I feel like we've been underselling that this week, because this is not only Muse, one of the greatest bands in the world that you get to see at Staples Center December 18th, you also get to party with them at an exclusive K-Rock after party with the band on the roof of the Ace Hotel afterwards. So it's a tremendous deal. So we got tickets for that. Ralph's got the showbiz beat right after this when we return on K-Rock.
Ow.
Stop yelling.
Damn
it's
it.
Too early for that, right?
Freaking
seriously,
yelling.
Back off, man. Back off. Hey, Ralph Garman joins us. Time for our first look at the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday morning Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on,
It's
dude?
On.
Is it?
It is on.
I didn't know that.
Sean Penn v. Lee Daniels. It's going to happen. It's going down.
My money is on Sean Penn and his fists of fury.
Actor Sean Penn has slammed producer, director, and Empire co-creator Lee Daniels with a, wait for it, $10 million defamation lawsuit. In an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Lee Daniels was asked about the allegations of his star Terrence Howard's history of female abuse, beating up his wives and girlfriends. Now, keep in mind, Terrence Howard himself has admitted to kicking down the door of one of his wives and hitting her. And he claims that's the only time, however, that he's ever struck a woman when it wasn't in self-defense. Hi, good morning. Hi, how are you? Hello.
Ugh.
So when asked about that, Lee Daniels said, Howard ain't done nothing different than Marlon Brando or Sean Penn. And all of a sudden, he's some effing demon. That's the sign of the time of race where we are right now in America.
So he was suggesting that we were being harder on Terrence Howard's domestic violence because he was black and we were giving the white actors a pass.
Right. Sean Penn, however, has never been arrested, much less convicted of domestic violence. He certainly had some brushes with the law. He's roughed up some photographers and whatnot, but he's never hit his wives. And now Sean is claiming he's the victim of a scandalous, scurrilous, and baseless attack. And it's affecting his reputation. And so he's going forward with his defamation lawsuit for $10 million.
Hmm. Ralph, you went to law school, as our listeners widely know.
Sure. I was a practicing lawyer for many years.
Yeah. What would your interpretation of this be? Do you believe Mr. Penn would win this case if it went to court? I'm sure it won't go to court, but if it did...
I do believe that there's enough evidence here to support Mr. Penn's claim. Especially given the fact and the differences of the legal histories of these two people. You can't compare one to the other if the other one has never been accused, arrested, or convicted of domestic violence, unlike Mr. Howard, who has.
Yeah,
but Madonna accused him but dropped the charge of keeping Sean Penn, apparently kept her for 9 hours and tortured her and hit her with a baseball bat. That's pretty bad.
Sounds like another lawsuit ready to be filed against Miss Ally McKay of CBS Broadcast.
It's well known. But can we just agree they're both scumbags?
Penn's attorney said that all of his the women in his life are willing to confirm and attest to the fact that they were not struck. So it says including Madonna. So perhaps she has recanted her story.
All right.
But
be careful. You can't just accuse people of things.
No, you can't. And so I think that's this is, you know, a $10 million lawsuit. Obviously, it's just a shot across the bow that will be settled, I'm sure, for considerably less. But it's on.
It is on.
Race war.
Oh, shit, here we go. It's on.
Race war.
Race war.
Race war.
Race war's
race
on,
war.
Everybody.
Race war's on.
It's going down.
Race war's
it's
on.
It's going down.
It's on.
Race war. Come on. Race war.
Race war. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Jason Alexander. Happy birthday to you. Jason Alexander of Seinfeld is 56 years old today, but the reason I sing to him is because I can. Suck it, two old ladies who own Happy Birthday. Suck it.
Wow.
Federal judge yesterday said the song Happy Birthday is now in public domain. Boop! Right here. Blow out my birthday candle, bitches.
Point right there. Nope.
How many candles you got?
New shirt in town. Yeah. How about some cake?
So, are we going to see Happy Birthday on every TV show every night, all the time, always? Because it's free?
Because these two old biddies used to charge $5 billion if you wanted to sing it on a TV show or in a movie.
Yeah,
get a job. Stop living up the rest of us.
Well, I think they're dead. I think it's their descendants who have been keeping the copyright.
Descendants of old hobags.
I feel like if they'd have made it cheaper, nobody ever would have sued. They could have gotten away with it forever.
Exactly. They were greedy bastards. I mean, I don't remember. I haven't read any of these news stories.
There were succubuses. Succubi.
It seems to me they were asking for like $25,000 or something like super crazy to sing it in a
greedy,
TV show.
Greedy, wrinkled whores.
Whores.
Rough.
Hated these women.
Just a happy birthday.
Hate them. Hate them.
It's just a song.
I hated them so much.
And there was a lot of dispute over the years whether they even wrote it or if they just adapted something that had already existed, too.
They had a specific piano arrangement of the song that they claimed gave them copyright for years. However, U.S. District Judge George H. King, and God bless you, George H. King, when I see you, I'm going to give you a hearty hand clasp and a pat on the back. Because he decided yesterday that their copyright only covers that specific piano arrangement and not its lyrics. And so he said, those two old wrinkled old hoe bags can bite me. He said in his decision.
Those were his words?
Those were his words in his decision. So. Hated those women. Hate them. Glad they're dead. Today's celebrity birthdays, since we're talking about them, as I mentioned, Jason Alexander of Seinfeld is 56 years old today. Chi McBride. Talented, funny dude. 54 years old today. Jermaine Dupri is 43. Anthony Mackie, the Falcon. Soon to be seen in the new film. Our brand is Crisis. Crisis is our brand. Try new Crisis now with aspartame. I can't remember exactly.
That could be it.
I can't remember exactly the title.
You're talking about that Sandra Bullock
movie? Yeah, the political, Bolivian political.
Yeah, it is something like a Crisis brand or something like that.
Our brand is Crisis, I think it's called. Matt Kemp, Mama Mug's favorite.
Yeah.
Of the San Diego Padres, 31 years old today. And the boss. You know, there's very few rock stars left in the world. You got Dave Grohl. And you got this guy, Bruce Springsteen. He is 66 years old today. Wow. He looks pretty good for 66. He looks like he works out a lot, eats a lot of kale.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to sing happy birthday to him. I'm not paying those old dead bitches either.
Can you sing it as Bruce Springsteen? Though?
Jeez.
Sure I can. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, you old wrinkled dead bitches.
I don't think Bruce would sing that.
Oh, you have no idea what he can sing. 66 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
21 Pilots on the world-famous K-Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ. Hey, there are so many ways to get in touch and interact with the Kevin and Bean Show. Let's see if we can name a bunch of them here, Allie. So we have the Kevin and Bean Twitter account, at Kevin and Bean.
Mm-hmm.
Got the Kevin and Bean Facebook page. Got the Instagram. Do we have an official Kevin and Bean Snapchat?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Yep.
We do. All right. We you can email us. We all have the email addresses, you know, bean@krock.com or ralph@krock.com or Ali or King of Mexico or Beer Mug, whoever you're trying to get in touch with. You got that way that you can do it. You can always text us at the number two KROQ. You can call us on the phone if you want. Or you can leave a message for us on the Kevin and Bean Afro line, which is where we're at right now. And that number is 323-520-AFRO. 24 hours a day, it's our voicemail that's up and running. You can leave a message on any topic. A few weeks ago, we were having the conversation about how apparently a lot of the ladies hate it when their men wear cargo shorts. That does not stop me from wearing cargo shorts, nor does it stop our first caller.
Guess what I just bought? 3 pairs of cargo shorts. Screw all the haters. Am I right, Mug? What?
That's the only way Mug survives is to screw all the haters. But you go with your cargo shorts. Here's a System of a Down fan just checking in the morning.
Wake up!
That's a pretty good version of
it's
that
not
song.
Not bad.
Here's a listener who I think speaks for anyone who listens to the Kevin and Bean Show on a regular basis.
Shut up, Allie.
Oh, thank you.
Right?
I mean, what?
We had a we're playing some tape the other day from the great, the legendary rock and roll disc jockey Rodney Bingenheimer, and this listener has a call about that.
Yes, 106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q. Then you heard the Groovlers doing a sonic sound.
I'm calling for the tickets to the Groovlers. Is that call after the Foo Fighters song, or is that call after the Red Hot Chili Peppers? Yeah, looking for some Groovler ticket.
We don't know who Rodney was trying to tell us, but no. I'm certain it wasn't the Groovlers. Speaking of songs, we just mentioned it's first day of fall. We are getting very close to a very, very magical time of year.
Almost that time. Halloween spooks outside my window. But let's not forget about the new classic, Two Eyeballs, Eyeballs, Eyeballs. You guys have to play that song. That's my jam, Two Eyeballs.
That's all you get for now, but very soon we'll be unveiling Two Eyeballs, the greatest song of all time from a Kevin B. Lister, who I think was, do you remember, Chip, was he like 10 or something when he recorded that?
I think so, yeah.
And it has survived all these years, but it's not quite October yet, so we'll hang on. Every Friday morning on the show, we talk to RJ Bell in Las Vegas. He gives football picks. So far, our listeners have been very happy with them.
I want money because of RJ Bell. RJ Bell. Want money, RJ Bell. Thank you very much, RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
I believe he is undefeated.
He's
in his
doing
picks. Isn't he 6-0 so far?
Yeah.
Here's maybe the greatest idea we're going to hear all day long today. Thank you in advance, Kevin and Bean Lister, for this suggestion. We got to make it happen.
Doe, toe, periscope. You're welcome.
Come on.
Oh, right? Are we ready?
Yes. A Doto Periscope is the greatest idea ever. All right. You know my thinking when somebody is late to the show, for instance, or as a guest, somebody maybe doesn't pick up their phone that we're expected to do. What's the first conclusion that I jump to?
They're dead.
They're dead, obviously. Mm-hmm. If they're not where they're supposed to be at the time they're supposed to be, then they're dead. And that's why this listener was very confused when I was out last week on vacation.
Hey, I don't get it. Bean's been dead for over a week, and no in memoriam, no giving him the Your Price is Right gong, nothing. I mean, come on, you know? I mean, I know everybody hated him, but, you know, guy's dead, obviously, right? If he's not on the air, it's because he's dead, right?
I can't argue with your logic. I would have thought the same thing if I was a listener and I just didn't show up one day. Getting mixed reactions to our new feature, What's Good. This is we'll try to do this later on in the show again, as we do, where you call up and you talk about what you want to talk about. Not everybody's on board yet.
I can't wait till you guys have to get rid of What's Good again. You know, you guys always forget what kind of listeners you guys have.
Well, that's actually a pretty good point. Here's a listener, by the way, who is taking away some positives from listening to Kevin Bean Show. We don't hear that very often.
Hey, Chucklehead. Never thought I'd say this, but I feel pretty inspired after listening to your show. Wing put out 30 albums. I mean, Kevin is in the Hall of Fame. Truly any idiot can do anything. I'm inspired.
Any idiot can do anything should be the slogan of this program,
point.
I think. I didn't know about this until I heard this on the Afro call, but apparently I missed a great moment with Kevin from last week, and that's what this caller's about.
Had I ever visited Hawaii? I don't know that I've ever visited Hawaii. What a moron. I've never known a dumber human being.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Let's go back to Lambeau Field for a second, because you were there this past Sunday.
Yeah.
And I was interested in your take on the city, Green Bay, which I don't know that I've ever visited.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
So Kevin's life is so foggy that he doesn't know if he's ever been to Green Bay before? Is that what happened last week?
Unbelievable. Yeah, we were all a bit confused by that.
That was Herschel Walker, I assume you were talking to, right?
No, that was actually Harley. He was talking about he went there and did something with meat.
For Epic Milton?
Yes.
That's funny.
Oh,
I love that. And finally, two calls for Beer Mug. As you know, he celebrated another birthday last week, and we're all shocked he's still alive as well. But I love the fact that the listeners know that Muggs gets it pretty rough sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of hard on him, and that's why it's great that they call up and try to cheer him up for a special day.
Hey, Beer Mug, you fat, worthless piece of shit. Happy birthday, mother.
That sounds so beautiful and sincere, doesn't it?
No.
And speaking of Muggs, you know he's had a great deal of success as an Uber driver, and I think this listener is looking for some tips for the same thing.
Hey, guys, I'm really considering about being an Uber driver. Is it all right if we could go play that Beer Mug advertisement?
We've been hearing a lot about Uber lately, so we thought we'd get out there and talk to some actual Uber partners. We talked to Beer Mug. What's your experience been?
This is the best job I've ever had.
How much money have you made driving Uber?
Well, none yet. In fact, I'm out of pocket for insurance and I bought a new car. but I'm going to be raking it in soon.
What's the best thing about being an Uber partner?
I make my own hours. I'm my own boss.
How many hours a week do you drive for Uber?
Well, I was going to drive some this week, but I had to go swimming, and then, you know, I had to recharge my batteries from all the other things that I do, but I can't wait to get out there and be an Uber partner.
Is it hard to make money with Uber?
I wouldn't really know. I haven't really dedicated much time to it, but I've heard good things.
What do you need to do to become an Uber partner?
I'm not quite sure. I'm really just an Uber partner just in theory, but I can't wait to do it and do all the things people who do Uber, the partners of Uber do.
Would you consider your career with Uber to be a success?
100%. I've never been happier.
Well, there you have it. That was Beer Mug, an actual Uber partner. And in retrospect, maybe a bad choice for a commercial.
This Red Bull Sound Space, by the way, is just going crazy lately. We just had the Silver Sun pickups in there this week. And tomorrow at 1 o'clock on KROQ.com, you can watch Def Cab for Cutie performing live in the Red Bull Sound Space at KROQ. Tomorrow at 1. Don't miss it. Go to KROQ.com. You guys ready to do some guessing?
Oh, Woo! Yeah. I guess.
Hit it, Steve.
B-Mix's guess, yeah.
Ooh.
B-Mix's guess, yeah.
Who gets penis slapped?
Bean is a dick.
Pretty dope, man.
Just wanna tell ya.
I am the dumbest human that ever lived.
Now it's time for B-Mix's guess.
Yes.
I don't know why I have to be dumb or a dick in the intro to this bit.
We don't know why you have to be dumb or a dick either, but you are.
All right. Ralph Garman is here. Alan McKay is here. And in for the vacationing, Kevin Ryder, the monkey, is out this week. Beer Mug is going to be taking his slot. Bean makes us guess. This is a list. Now, this one is going to be so easy today, you guys.
Great. Good.
Nice. That I am going to try to get – let's see if we can come up with the top 15. Usually we do the top 10. Let's see if we can come up with the top 15 on this list because the answers are going to be coming so fast when I tell you what the category is today. This is one you all have lots of experience in. We are looking for the top 15 most popular websites in the United States. The most popular websites. So these are the top 15 sites that are visited by Americans. And I think, Muggs, you're filling in for Kevin, so you get the first guest today. Which one do you want to put on the list?
T.M. Mother Effin' Z.
This is why Muggs is the best. No, not even not even,
what?
Probably not in the top 50.
What?
I so, no. But thank you, excellent guest. Ralph, you're up next.
Google.com.
Well, only number one, Ralph.
Yeah, yeah, that would be my guess, right. Muggs. See, that's guessing a website that would be popular. See, that's
okay. I think I'm understanding it. Okay.
That has over 1.1 billion views, by the way, a month. Google does in the United States. Allie, you're up next.
Yahoo.
Yahoo's number four. Congratulations. Hey, are you keeping score also, Blondie?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not my first rodeo.
To the best of her ability.
It's true.
Bugs, you're up next.
Okay, I think I get it now. I think I'm going to come up with a high answer. Wikipedia. Wikipedia.
Yes, number six.
Well right. done.
Ralph?
Hello?
I get it.
Is the phone ringing?
I know, I hit the wrong button.
AOL.com.
AOL. So you know my dad, I guess, apparently. No, I'm sorry. That is not on the list.
I'm surprised.
Allie?
Amazon.
Yes, Amazon is on the list at number five. Well done. Muggsy.
E mother effin' bay.
eBay is number nine on the list.
Muggs.
Mm. All right, so we're starting to fill them in now.
Yeah, we're filling them in now. let's see. As well to Tambien. Wow, I am blanking.
Well, think about what you use every day, Ralph.
Right, that's what I'm trying to think of.
We need a guest today, please.
Yes. HuffingtonPost.com.
Huffington Post, let me scroll down. I'm going to say no on Huffington Post. I'm so sorry. Allie.
ESPN.
ESPN is not on the list.
Ooh!
Ooh, I have an opportunity to take the lead right now.
You do. Let's hear it, Muggs.
Craig's Mother Effin' List.
Stop saying Mother Effin' every website, would you please?
Okay. He's so happy with
less impact if you do it every time you give an answer.
And they're usually wrong. That's what I like about it.
Mother Effin' Z. E Mother Effin' Bay. Let it go.
All right, so far I believe we've said Google, we've said Amazon, we've said Wikipedia, we've said eBay. Those are the ones I think we have.
And Yahoo.
And Yahoo. All right. I think it's Ralph's guess.
Lemonparty.com.
I believe it's not just outside the top 15. Oh, I'm okay. Sorry. Not. We'll give you another stab at it, though.
YouTube.com.
Yes, oh, YouTube is number two. Well done, Ralph Garvin.
Netflix.
I'm sorry, no.
What?
What's your mother effing guess, Muggs?
We're all tied at two, Muggs.
Let's go with
the most popular, most visited websites in the United States, if you're just joining us on BeMix's Guess.
HomeShoppingNetwork.com.
That would be HSN. HSN.com. Well done. I adore you for that.
All right. Let's go. Let's zip around two more times, and then we'll see where we're at. Ralph, you're up next.
CartoonNetwork.com. How about YouPorn.com?
A great guess. Allie McKay.
I am going to say Expedia.com.
Muggs.
Dang it.
Let's go with...
Ralph.
National Geographic Channel.com.
All right. You guys give up.
Yes, what happened?
Number 15 is the only one that I thought might be tough on this list, which is WordPress, because it's all the blogs are WordPress.
Like
I said, that was number 50.
I hate WordPress.
Facebook.
Thank you, Allie, by the way. That was the one I was most surprised didn't get answered. That is number three. Yes, Facebook is number three on the list. Ask.com is number 14.
Yeah, sure.
Pinterest is number 13. Pinterest, Allie. You love Pinterest.
Nope.
LinkedIn is number 12.
Really? People actually go on that thing? All
Microsoft.
Those invitations I've turned down over the years?
Microsoft is number 11.
That makes sense.
MSN is number 10. Mm. You mentioned eBay. Here's number 8, Bing, which is the other search engine besides Google. Bing is number 8.
No one uses
number 7,
Bing.
And this one hurt me as a stockholder, Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. Twitter is number 7 with 290 million visits.
See, I never think of that as a website
because
it's just an app. Yeah.
Number 6 is Wikipedia. Number 5 is Amazon. 4 is Yahoo. 3 is Facebook. Number 2 is YouTube. And number 1, as Ralph correctly guessed, is Google. Those are your top 15 most popular websites in America. I think Beer Mug did a mother-effing great job.
B-Mix's guess, yeah.
Ben writes in that last segment, sweet Jesus, Bean went full Kevin there for a second. I thought it was like the monkey was really on the show today.
Yeah.
Hashtag Hall of Fame.
That was a touching tribute, Bean, to our dead friend Kevin.
Hector writes in, even when Kevin is physically gone, he's there in spirit living through Bean today. Hashtag bumpy business roads. And Tim asks, how many moments with Bean do we have there? Thanks for the laughs. Hey, I'm just doing my part. I know people miss Kevin when he's out,
yes.
So I'm just trying to do. I'm worried about that that study we read, Ralph, about how Alzheimer's may be contagious. That's my fear.
Have you been touching Kevin's brain matter?
Well, I've been working with him a long time. We've been close, so anyway. Sex in public is the subject. We got a great story to tell you about, and we're going to be looking for your calls, too, coming up just after 7. First, though, time for the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday morning. Here's Ralph.
Sad news. The flag is flying at half-mast over Jellystone National Park today. Yogi Bear has passed away, and his longtime friend, Boo Boo Bear, said of his late friend, he was indeed smarter than the average bear.
Nope.
Ranger Smith, a longtime friend and sometimes enemy of Yogi Bear, said,
Yogi
Bear. If I had a picnic basket right now, I'd gladly give it to
Yogi
my friend.
Berra is Yogi. His name, Yogi Berra.
So, they will all be gathering together.
I think Yogi Bear may have gotten his name from Yogi Berra, but Yogi Berra came first. So he's the one who died, the Yankees catcher, legendary baseball player.
Oh, he's a baseball player?
Yeah.
Oh, now I care less than if it was a cartoon.
How dare you? One of the greats. He played in 21 World Series, Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then?
And then he said funny things like, when you get to the fork in the road, take it. He's that guy.
He said those things.
He's it ain't over till it's over. He's that guy.
Oh. Now I'll miss him.
He's baseball is 90% mental and the other half is physical. He's that guy.
Wow.
Come on, he was an idiot.
He sounds like an idiot. Sounds like Kevin things. He sounds like he's saying Kevin things.
He was a legendary baseball player and a fine man.
Was he a fine man?
Yes, he was.
How much time did you spend with him, Bean?
Well, I mean, he's been famous, you know, since before my father was born. So.
Right. So? That doesn't make him a fine man. So is Hitler. Hitler was famous before your father was born,
no,
too.
No, no, no. What I mean is I've heard about him my whole life, and I've never heard anyone say anything other than lovely things about them.
Till they dig up the backyard, and then we're going to find a lot of hookers.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're basing that on. But.
Well, I don't know what you're basing he's a fine man on. Nobody knows anything, man.
Because people who have known him for decades have said great things about him.
Or have they? Right? Congratulations to Instagram, the photo-sharing social media service, now has more than 400 million users. Instagram's most followed celebrity with 47.6 million followers is Taylor Swift.
Yay!
Proving that Instagram is crap.
How dare you? She's an excellent Instagrammer.
Number two is Kim Kardashian West. That's all you need to know about Instagram. And by the way, next time somebody talks about a YouTube star, how someone's an internet star, just remind them that the most popular internet star right now in America is a rat carrying a slice of cheese down some steps. Just tell them that. Just mm-hmm. say, oh, you're famous on the internet? So's the rat eating pizza in New York on steps. There you go. There's your idol. There you go, right there. Stupid.
It was pretty great how he carried it.
It's just
down.
A rat eating pizza.
Well, he's carrying it to his family.
Is he?
Yeah.
Did you interview the rat?
I talked to him.
Is he a fine rat, too?
He is. No one's ever said a bad thing about that rat.
Famous before your father was born, the rat?
I can't believe we didn't talk to the rat while we were doing this show.
Well, right? The show's early. Ryan Reynolds has the world. He's not charged with anything.
Oh.
He's got the world at his feet. Successful career. By all accounts, this Deadpool movie is just going to just explode. He's got a beautiful wife in that... Heather Montague.
Blake
Lively, right? Her wife. Got a gorgeous baby girl. The only problem? Bad friends.
Oh.
Yeah. He talked to GQ magazine, and he revealed that he had discovered a longtime friend was trying to sell photos of his newborn daughter to the tabloids last December.
Dude.
Had been friends with this guy for 25 years.
No.
Ryan said it was indeed a bad couple of weeks and compares the betrayal to a death. But imagine having a friend for 25 years who goes behind your back and tries to sell pictures of your kid to tabloids to make a few bucks.
Dude, that's awful.
Brutal. We should do a call-in topic of worst friend betrayals. I'd love to hear how other friends have screwed other friends over.
Whatever he could make off of those photos can't be worth losing a lifetime friend. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Plus... he's Ryan Reynolds. If his career takes off, you can bleed him dry for years. You can ride his coattails and get the benefits of his celebrity forever.
Yeah, a lot more years in him.
Use that friendship. Yeah. You don't sabotage that friendship.
I mean, if Deadpool hits, he might be buying all his friends' cars anyway.
Right, exactly. Stick around. That's what Boo Boo said about Yogi Bear after his passing today.
He didn't die.
Today's celebrity birthdays... Skylar Astin. I just test drove a Skylar Astin this week, and handles great.
Aston Martin.
Oh,
yeah.
Who's Skylar Astin then?
Dave. Sure. Who's Skylar Astin?
I believe she is an actress from the television program that she is in. She's 28 years old today.
Oh, she stars in that show she's on?
Yes, she's in that one.
I think it was Pink Fruit Mountain.
Pink Fruit Mountain.
She's a dude.
It's a man.
It's a guy.
From
Pitch Perfect.
Oh, sure. He was the
Well, that
the
explains
guy that,
why I have no idea who this is, because he was in Pitch Perfect.
The girl.
Stop
and then
acting
they joined,
as if I've seen Pitch Perfect.
They joined.
Matt Kemp of your San Diego Padres. Actually, they're not yours at all because we're not heard in San Diego. But you remember him from the Dodgers. 31 years old today. Anthony Mackie. Yeah. Falcon. 37 years old. Jermaine Dupri is 43. Chi McBride, 54 years old. Jason Alexander of Seinfeld fame, 56 years old. And the boss, the legendary Bruce Springsteen, celebrates his 66th birthday today. Day. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We are hooking you up with tickets to go see Muse. I know it's hard to believe the show is not until December the 18th at Staples Center, but it'll be here before you know it. I think tickets are going on sale this Friday at 10, if I recall correctly, for Muse. We're also going to give you access to the exclusive K-Rock After Party with the band, and they are super nice guys on the roof of the Ace Hotel. You can get all the details at krock.com. Your chance to win is coming up. Allie, we play this game from time to time, as you know, off-air in studio, where one of us will come across a headline on the internet, and we ask the others, would you click on this link? I'm going to ask you, woman arrested after parking lot sex with unconscious man.
Oh, I'd click that so fast.
So fast.
Absolutely.
How would you not? I have so many questions about parking lot sex, first of all, with unconscious man, second of all. We're going to be taking your calls on public sex. I'm interested to hear your stories, whether you got caught or not. If you have thrilling stories to tell us about places in public that you had sex, we want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. You can also text the Kevin and Bean Show anytime you want at 25767. That's the number 2 KROQ. We go to Norfolk, Virginia right now and hear a little bit of this story from News 13, I think.
We want to give you a heads up on this next story. You might want to go ahead and send the children in the next room. Now, tonight we are learning more about two people who had sex in the middle of a Norfolk parking lot. As the couple told News Channel 3's Gabriella DeLuca, they were fueled by alcohol and spontaneity.
Well, stop right there. Apologize. News 3 is where this audio is from. So, in the middle of a parking lot, okay? Mm-hmm. So, they're not in a car in the parking lot. They are on the asphalt in the parking lot. Now, look, even if you are young and in love and the mood strikes you, there must be a better place within your vision than laying on concrete, right?
In the middle of the day.
Yes.
Yes. It's got to be hot, first of all. Dirty, second of
yes.
all.
Yeah, dirty. Thank you. It's asphalt in a parking lot, and you have to know that your chances of being spotted are enormous
yeah.
in a parking lot. All right, let's go on.
Well, it all happened in this parking lot. The woman was charged with being drunk in public. I talked to her today, and I asked her why the middle of a parking lot in the middle of the day. She told me she was just in the mood.
All right, something like that. First of all, she never says she's in the mood. That's a lie. The reporter sets it up that way. She doesn't say that. But second of all, if you're this woman who was drunk, having sex in a parking lot, and arrested for it, why do you go on the news to discuss it?
She doesn't sound in her right mind in this interview.
All right. Let's hear what she has to say. Apparently, she was in the mood.
Is something like this going to happen again?
No.
I don't know. Everyone wants to be spontaneous. Not being disrespectful to you, have you ever been spontaneous?
Not that spontaneous.
Okay. But you see my point.
Police say Palmer was unconscious while the two were doing, well, what couples do in the middle of this parking lot.
I consented.
In the beginning.
In the beginning, I consented at all. But I had a little too much to drink, so I passed out.
Did you think you wouldn't get caught?
The alcohol made me think that I wouldn't. I'm not into erotic public sex or anything like that, but...
But that's what you did yesterday, though.
I know.
Someone nearby snapped these photos of the two, and we showed the couple today.
It doesn't even look like I'm doing anything but laying on top of him.
Well, you can see that there's a little bit going on there.
Is she denying that? I mean, what's the point of her looking at a photo and going, well, it doesn't look like there's anything going on? I mean, she was there.
Playing.
She knows they were having sex, right?
But she's not into erotic, what was it? Erotic public sex?
Right, exactly. I love that the guy passed out in the middle of it, by the way. That may be a whole other phone topic, is your partner fell asleep during sex, because you have to ask some serious questions about your abilities at that point. All right, so she looks at the photo, and it's almost like that's her defense, which is, come on, it doesn't look that bad. Can't really see anything, but this reporter, she's a pit bull on this issue. She will not let it go.
It just happened, but from now on, we know we got to do it more discreetly.
So lesson learned.
More discreetly. Yeah, lesson learned, exactly. By the way, and I have another question, and I really would love to know more about this. Why was she the only one arrested? Why was he not arrested, too? Weren't they guilty of the same crime?
It's a great point.
Why do white people always get arrested and black people never do? That's what I want to know. Just doesn't seem like it's a fair appropriation of the law.
Maybe because he was unresponsive when they got there, so maybe...
Maybe she went to jail and he went to the hospital. Maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, so bizarre questions. Story. She did not say she was in the mood, but clearly they decided to have sex in a parking lot. And that leads us to a topic we haven't done in a long time here on the Kevin Bean Show. We're looking for your calls of public sex. I'm interested in the stories where you got caught, but I'll take any of them at 1-800-520-1067. Let's get a few on here, including our girl Cynthia. She's on line 6, and she gets us going in Long Beach. Cynthia, thanks so much for listening to the Kevin Bean Show. Thanks for calling. What happened, darling?
Hi. So my now fiance and I were shopping for swim trunks for him at a Kohl's, and he made the decision to kind of pull me into the fitting room. So, you know, we're just going at it in the fitting room. He didn't realize that we were actually in the women's fitting room. So the woman that was putting the clothes away in, you know, getting everything cleaned up in the area was then banging on our door and was like, excuse me. And I don't think she wanted to say it out loud, but she's like, only one person to a fitting room at a time. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm just helping my sister. And then when we heard her leave, we book it.
So she clearly knew what was going on, right?
I think so, but she didn't want to say it out loud.
Yeah, of course.
Probably
she
didn't want to deal with us.
Yeah, she was being discreet about it. Now, let me ask you this, Cynthia. When your boyfriend suggested it, did he have to talk you into it, or was it something that you, like, you were super into it, too? Like, yeah, let's do it.
This is kind of just a weekly thing for us.
Okay.
This is just what they do, Bean.
It's their thing, man. Love it. Thank you, Cynthia. Appreciate the call. Speaking of Kohl's, you're not going to believe this. Line 7, Andrea Covina, also involving Kohl's.
What's going
on
at Kohl's?
That was the hot spot for lovemaking.
Hi, how
Andrea.
Are you?
Good. What happened?
Well, basically, my husband and I just got married in March. I have 2 kids. He has 3, so we're a blended family. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty active sexually, but we can't be as verbal. I can't, you know, when we, you know, have sex at home. So one time we went to Kohl's, and they have, like, a reserved parking lot. So I guess for the holidays, you know, it gets crowded. Well, no one parks there, and it's to the side, and the view, like, you can see the mountains, and there's, like, not a lot around you. So we went there, and we totally got busy, and I could get as loud as I want to because it's just the 2 of us in the car. So actually, this past weekend, I had to go to Kohl's to get some new bathroom rugs, and I was like, honey, you want to go to Kohl's? He's like, yes, I want to go to Kohl's. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, I needed to get some stuff, but we did it again because, again, you know, he's like, oh, my God, I miss hearing you, you know. Moan. He's like, I don't hear that anymore. And I'm like,
that
yeah,
is
I know.
A sweet story. So what about this couple that didn't do it in the car, that just did it on the asphalt in the parking lot? In a million years, would that ever sound like a good idea to you?
No,
not at all.
What if it was in the Kohl's parking lot?
Yes.
All right.
All right, Andrea, we love you. Thanks for calling. Keep doing the good work. 1-800-520-1067. Man, we got some great calls. We'll take them next right after this on K-Rock. Public sex. That's the topic here at the Kevin and Bean Show this morning on a Wednesday. 1-800-520-1067. We are taking your calls based on this story that went viral this past week about the couple that was the woman was arrested. For some reason, the guy wasn't. I still don't know why, but they were having sex in a parking lot in Norfolk, Virginia, right out there in the middle of the day. Listen to this from a listener who texts us in to the number 2 KROQ from the 323. I had sex in the park with my girlfriend. Everything was cool. Then she had an orgasm and she fainted. I thought I was an amazing lover, but it turns out it's a medical condition that she has, which must have been very disappointing for him. All right. We want to hear your stories, whether you got caught or whether you didn't, at 1-800-520-1067. Let's go to Sean up first. This time he's on line 7. He's in Los Angeles. He has a K-Rock connection to his public sex alley.
Uh-oh.
See what he's got to say here. Hi, Sean. What's going on?
Was it me, Sean?
Was it with Allie?
Unfortunately not.
All right. What happened, son?
So K-Rock singles party at the Playboy Mansion. That must have been 7 or 8 years ago, I think, right?
All right.
So met a girl, had a few drinks, started walking around. Apparently there's lots of little areas in the Playboy Mansion where no one can really see you. Both of us came to the conclusion that a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to have sex at the Playboy Mansion, dropped right down on the floor and did it right there.
Wow.
Dude, you have no choice but to have sex in the Playboy Mansion if you have the opportunity. Absolutely. Even if you don't know the person, you're required to have sex, I think, at that point.
You know what? We both came to the same conclusion,
yeah.
And so it worked out great. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Sean.
and you got away with it. No, there was no because I would imagine that at that – I don't remember specifically, but at that party, I would imagine that they have security roaming the grounds, you know, to kind of keep an eye on that. But maybe they don't care. Maybe that's what it's for.
You know, nobody caught us. We didn't see anybody. We kind of found a nice little corner somewhere. And
I love it.
It wasn't the grass. You know, it wasn't in the house anywhere. But, you know, still counts.
Still absolutely. Great story. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it. Good luck. Hope you get Allie next time. Appreciate the call. Let's go to another Steve in North Hollywood, this time on line one. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's your story?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great.
So it was about 4 years ago. I was back in Boston, and the girl I was dating at the time.
Was it me, Steve?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was in Boston, so it could have been, but not this time. All right, go ahead.
All right. So we wanted to have sex. So we pulled into this, this private school parking lot. And, while we were getting into it, all of a sudden I see flashlight hitting me in the face. And, a bunch of dorm kids had come outside with flashlights and started looking in my car to see why we were there. Now her and I met each other there. So she had to jump out into her car naked. And then I had to just pull away and just drive away.
Oh, that is fantastic. And the foreign exchange students were like, America is the best.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's great. All right, thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate that. Let's go to Charles, Los Angeles, line 6, 1-800-520-1067. By the way, first round of calls, all girls. So far, second round of calls, all guys. I think I like the first round better. Charles, you're up. Go ahead.
Morning, everybody. How you doing?
Good.
So I had sex in a drive-in movie theater in Pomona. And I didn't even know that those still existed, but we were watching what was the most terrible movie in the world, Hotel Transylvania, and I don't know if it was the quality of the cinema we were at or just the terrible quality of the script, but having sex in the middle of that parking lot seemed like the best idea.
Was it terrible?
It was not that glorious. We were in the back seat of a car and we're listening to Adam Sandler's voice, and that wasn't getting me going.
I have to ask, by the way, did you go to the movie with the intention of having sex? Because I can't imagine you went to the movies because you wanted to see Hotel Transylvania.
I did.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Well, it worked out for you then.
Yeah, it did. And I have the story to tell it all now.
All right, Charles. Thanks for the call, sir. Appreciate that. Let's do a couple more real quick. Let's go to Donna. She's on line one. She's in Aliso Viejo. Donna, glad you're listening. Glad you called. What's going on?
Hi. I was in the IKEA, and you know how they have those
meatballs?
Like, kitchen. Oh, no, they have kitchen setups, and they have, you know, bathroom setups. They have all the models and stuff. So me and my boyfriend at the time decided, hey, it would be great to go into one of these bathroom models and close the door and do our thing. And that's what we did, and we had all these people knocking on the door because they wanted to see the model.
How about that? You know, it's funny when you, now that you bring that up, I mean, IKEA is, it's like 200 apartments in under one roof. I mean, there are couches, there are beds, as you point out, there are bathrooms. It seems like there's a lot of spots. As long as you can find a place that's not too busy in the store, you could get away with that. So did store security or anybody find out about it, or were you able to just complete your business and get out of there?
We were able to complete it and get out of there.
Well done. Good work. Keep doing what you're doing. Thanks for the call. All right, let's do one more. Let's go to Chris. She's up next to Anaheim. Hey, Chris, thanks for calling. What's going on?
Hello, how are you? So, broad daylight, mountain bike trail, Chino Hills, regional park, bent over bicycle. Awesome.
Did you say
on the trail?
We were on the trail. We were halfway up. The great way of teasing my now husband is by riding in front of him. And he's like, God, I have to stare at your butt all the day, so I want you. And so I knew we were going on an hour-and-a-half ride, and in the beginning of the ride, I was like, we're probably never going to get this ride done. I hit a condom, and so on the way up, I stopped. I said, you know what, I think I need your Camelback. I'm out of water. And he's like, really? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, okay. And then I, like, dropped my shorts and ended up.
I feel like she's told this story before. She has a lot of details at her fingertips.
And Camelback is not a euphemism? That's
we may need to slow your roll a little bit because we're getting dangerously close to what we can say on the radio. But I just have to verify this trail. Did you say this was in Tuna Mountain, Tuna Canyon? What was it called?
Chino Hills.
Oh, Chino Hills. I heard something completely different.
What the heck?
I was just thinking how appropriate. All right, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Bye now.
Road.
Congratulations to Eileen Solis from El Monte. Thank you for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show this morning. You will be musing it up in December. The band is playing Staples Center on the 18th, and you are also going to go to the exclusive K-Rock After Party with the band on the roof of the Ace Hotel. More chances to win coming up. Details at krock.com. I'm glad we're playing Green Day there, because I wanted to ask you this question, Allie.
Yeah.
Are there very many true rock stars left in the world?
Sadly, no. I don't think there are.
Used to be so many, yeah. And it seems like, and I don't know if it's just because the direction that music is going is not very rock-based anymore. It seems like there are fewer and fewer great bands, fewer and fewer great frontmen. I mean, obviously, a couple of names come to mind. You think about Dave Grohl. He's probably the biggest rock star in the world right now. You got guys like Bono still out there. You got, you know, some of the younger guys like Jack White, I think, would have to be on that list of true rock stars. Josh Homme would have to be on that list, I would imagine. And I think Bruce Springsteen still fits the bill.
Absolutely.
I think you got to look at Bruce Springsteen. You got to go, you know what? There may not be as many as there used to be. You know, back in the day when dinosaurs ruled the earth and bands like, you know, Led Zeppelin and the Beatles and the Who and the Rolling Stones and groups like that were at their peak. But Bruce Springsteen is still out there every night. 40-something years later, continuing to get it done. We're big fans of his on the show, and it's always a thrill to welcome the boss to the program today on his 66th birthday. Still getting it done. Still out there doing those four-hour marathon shows that guys a third his age couldn't do. Hey, Bruce, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
Hey, Kevin and Bean. How are you guys?
Happy birthday, Bruce.
Thanks so much. Yeah. Hard to
believe,
man.
66 years old, and you show no signs of slowing down.
66 years. Yeah. That's longer than I thought I'd be living.
Right.
And, longer, I've been doing this job longer than I thought I'd be doing that, you know.
You know, you get into that rock music, you were a teenager, of course, in your first bands, and then all that success in your 20s and 30s, and you thought, well, this is going to run out at some point, and then you keep going into your 40s and into your 50s, and now you can see 70, and you're still out there doing some of the best shows of your life.
I keep waiting for them to catch on to me, man, but people still show up, so I guess I'm going to keep doing it.
What's the secret, Bruce? How do you stay so healthy and so motivated and you still seem like you're having such a good time?
Well, you know, it's funny. I can't help but think on my birthday. It makes me think of my 21st birthday. Mm-hmm. Back there, growing up in Jersey. And I remember I was hanging out with Clarence, big man.
Right.
We were walking down the boardwalk. And he said, Bruce, that's what he used to call me. How do you plan on celebrating your birthday? I said, well, big man, you know, I want to keep doing this music thing as long as I can. And he said, well, you better take care of yourself. Got to stay healthy. And I thought about it, and I said, he's right. So I remember I'd read in this book of black witchcraft.
Now, Bruce, your stories are still pretty long, right?
I remember reading this book on black witchcraft, and it said,
right,
if you drank the blood of a virgin, you could live forever.
Oh.
So, it was hard, you know, growing up in Jersey, trying to find a virgin.
Well, sure, it would be.
But...
You okay, Bruce?
Yeah, sorry, a little hay fever.
Okay.
But the big man and I started walking down the boardwalk, and there we saw this young lady. And she had a, you know, big old crucifix around her neck. It looked like she went to Catholic school. And
oh, no.
I figured, hey, she might be a virgin.
I'm very concerned where the story is headed.
Don't like it.
I remember talking to her and distracting her.
Come on, Bruce. Please don't tell us this is going where we think it's going.
Well, Clarence snuck up behind her and hit her with a trash can.
Come on, that's assault.
This can't be real.
Hit her with one of them boardwalk trash cans, big, heavy metal one. I still remember the clang. Went off the
Why
back
would
of
you do
skull.
That? Why would you tell that story?
So
terrible, Bruce.
I remember we dragged her unconscious body on the boardwalk.
Oh, come on. There's nothing funny about this.
I said, geez, I don't even know how to bleed someone. Clarence said, luckily I do. And
oh, no.
Brought out a really sharp switchblade knife. And
okay.
I just remember looking for a carotid artery and plunging it into the vein.
This is awful. Please stop.
I'll tell you, the blood spurred out, looked like the Bellagio show in Vegas, the fountain. And I had an old beer bottle. We had been drinking beer that night, and I just remember filling it up with virgin blood and taking my first sip.
Please stop.
Virgin blood.
Right.
I do feel better.
And she was fine. She recovered well, and she went on to live a very happy, successful, prosperous life.
I wish I could say that was the case.
Oh, no.
But out there in the swamps of Jersey, you can hide a body and no one will ever find
no.
it.
Oh, no!
So that was the beginning of me, my health regimen.
Well, I'm not going to look at you the same way again now that I know that story and its origins.
I feel great. I feel strong, and I feel healthy.
Uh-huh.
And if there's any virgins like to come see a Bruce Springsteen show,
nope.
You can just contact me at boss@virginsacrifice.com.
I don't think that's your email address.
And you pair of tickets and a backstage pass.
Okay.
Lay it down on a tarp.
That's fine. That's very generous. Bruce, we just wanted to wish happy birthday. We didn't want to open up any crime scenes or anything like that. We just wanted to say hi. That's all.
All right, then.
Let me tell you something about that Ray Donovan over there on Showtime. Every season is the best season of Ray Donovan.
Yeah.
Oh, this year has just been stomach churning. I've had so much ulcer.
So much ulcer.
So much ulcer.
So much ulcer.
Being created by show this past year. It just makes
very
me very
nervous.
Tense, and I think the finale is going to be just cringeworthy.
I love it
so
much.
Our friend Dash Myhawk is in the next room. He'll be joining us right after 8. He, of course, is Bunchy on the show. He won't tell us anything, but it'll still be fun to try to get him out of it.
Oh, he'll tell us. I'm going to Ray Donovan his ass.
All right. That's what it takes.
Yeah.
Also, Jeff Probst talks Survivor next hour. It's Wednesday morning on the Kevin Beach Show. We're up here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
I'm going to treat him like that FBI, the former head of the FBI. I'm going to tie him to a chair and get out the baseball bat.
Yeah.
Right. So let's
shoot him in the leg first.
Yeah, I got to shoot him in the leg first. Right?
Yeah.
What are you going to do, Ray? Shoot me? Bang! Here's your answer. All right. We were just talking about rock stars. Heard you guys talking to Bruce Springsteen a little while ago.
That got dark, didn't it?
That made a strange turn, that story. Yeah. But how about Chris Cornell? He's got a count, right?
Sure. I would think so. I mean, he's got one of the great voices in rock and roll, that's for sure.
Among the last remaining rock stars, fascinating and powerful cover he did recently on Sirius XM's Artist Confidential series. I was surprised at the Soundgarden frontman choosing this song to cover. Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You.
What?
Of course, Prince wrote that song initially. Sinead O'Connor's take on it was a huge hit. And now, years after that song's release, Chris Cornell gives her a run for her money. Here's a little sample of Chris Cornell's cover of Nothing Compares to You.
I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant. Nothing can take away these blues. There's nothing compared.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Everything That's sounds live. Better with the cello. Have you noticed that?
Sure.
Remember he did that great version of Billie Jean a couple of years ago, too, Ralph, that we love so much. Chris Cornell's got a new album just out, by the way, called Higher Truth. I'm hearing real good things about it. I haven't heard it yet, but it's out there if you want to stream it or download it.
Last night, The Muppets debuted. New Muppet series on ABC. Mm-hmm. A lot of people seem to like it. Not so much the 1 million moms. You know, you remember the 1 million moms, don't you?
What are they mad at now?
Well, the 1 million moms want ABC to take the Muppets off the air.
What are there, about 10,000 people in that group we decided?
About 10,000, yeah. The 1 million moms made up of about 10,000 women who apparently don't know how to work a remote control are furious about this new adaptation of the Muppets, which is, in their words, perverted.
Now, Allie, you watched the show, of course, because you love the Muppets.
I did.
Can you imagine, before Ralph tells us, what it was about the show that would get their ire?
No.
Okay.
Many parents unknowingly will let their children watch an episode only to find out its perverted nature too late. The petition reads.
Because of the split, maybe, between Kermit and Miss Piggy?
Well, they claim that the show has a wide range of topics that are inappropriate for children, including sex and drugs.
Okay.
The show and characters once famous amongst kids in the 1970s, 80s are now talking about abortion and promiscuity.
Is that true, Allie?
No. I don't remember abortion coming up in the show.
Well, apparently in an MSNBC interview, Miss Piggy revealed she was pro-choice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an adult Muppet show, they claim with that tone in their voice. And they are even upset about the ad that features Kermit with the tagline reading, "Finally, a network TV show with full frontal nudity."
Because he doesn't wear pants.
He does not wear pants, no.
So are we supposed to boycott sponsors? What are we supposed to do now?
You're supposed to contact ABC and have them pull this perverted version of the show.
Stop eating bacon.
Start your letters now. Start writing.
Yeah.
How many parents want to explain the punchline of sexually charged jokes to young children? They ask. By the way, this petition was on their website before the show aired.
Of course it was.
They had never seen an episode of the show.
Of course. Fozzie was the star, by the way. Yeah.
Waka waka.
And he's having sex with someone out of his species,
he
right?
He did. He left his species for...
Perverse.
For Ricky Lindholm.
How could you explain that?
Come on, bro. Listen to the kids.
Right.
Right?
Kids, though.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Skylar Astin is 28 years old today. He's a very talented young actor from Pitch Perfect.
Oh. That's
thanks. What we were told.
Matt Kemp. Mama Mug's favorite. Used to play for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now plays for the San Diego Padres. 31 years old today. Anthony Mackie. Very talented actor. Soon to be seen in Our Brand is Crisis. Of course, he's also Falcon next to Captain America in the Marvel movies. 37 years old today. Jermaine Dupri is 43. Chi McBride is 54. Jason Alexander. You know him from Seinfeld. He's 56. Is he still wearing the wig? Is he still trying to tell people that he's not bald anymore?
I feel like maybe he wasn't.
He dropped the wig?
Yeah.
That was an odd period in his time, in his life.
Let it go.
Where he was just like, hey, what? What are you talking about? I've always looked like this. Maybe it's you. Maybe your eyes are bald. He said to me once, which I didn't understand.
That's weird.
I mean, at least William Shatner had a consistent effort.
He committed to the tube forever.
Committed to the tube forever, right.
Be or not
be. He let us see him bald for a decade.
You can't
and then
play your most famous role on television completely bald and then walk into the room with hair the next day and go, what? You can't be that guy. And singer Bruce Springsteen, I know how he stays so young and vital, and I wish I didn't. He is 66 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ralph, I think you want to know, but you don't really want to know. You want to wait until Sunday night and find out.
I want to know now. I can't take Sunday night. Sunday night gives me a heart attack. I need a little preparation so I can go in not so unawares.
It is very stressful talking about the season finale of Ray Donovan airs this Sunday night on the Showtime. We couldn't be more excited to welcome back to the program. He plays Bunchy on the show. He is Dash Myhawk, and he joins us on camera.
Hey, Dash.
Hey,
his name is Brendan, okay?
Sorry.
Call him Bunchy.
Sorry, not allowed to call him Bunchy
anymore. That's a kid's name. He's a grown-ass man.
He's married now.
Oh, you do not want to cross Teresa.
A lot happened. A lot happened, huh? She's quick this year.
Dash, this season.
I mean.
Brendan's wife on the show.
Buster.
First of all, you're crazy.
I don't trust her.
She's smoking hot, and there's something terrifying about her, but that's a little bit of a turn on, I think.
At least for me. Seems, especially, you know.
But they say, you know, for every pot there's a lid, and it's the perfect combination. A dominant woman like her who wants to call the shots, and Bunchy who's just desperately in need of someone to take him by the hand and guide him through life, right?
Guide him through whatever.
Yeah.
Well, she had such a tight-knit family, and then all of a sudden she shows up in a diner. She's like, let's go, Bunchy. It's you and me. She left the family. Now she's married to you. I don't trust her. I don't trust her. I'm
you
saying
don't trust
it right
love.
Now.
That's
I don't.
Problem,
that's
Allie.
A lot
you
of
don't
it.
Trust
but
love.
It's a lot of it.
That's why
you're putting Dash in a tough spot because, of course, he can't sing.
I can't. I really want to. But look,
I want to hear your read on this relationship, Dash.
What do you guys think went on during the honeymoon? That's what I want to ask people. Yeah. What do you think? Because I'm curious.
There was a lot of leather. There were some zip ties.
Right? You think there was like a swing somewhere in the motel room?
Right. Yeah. There were implements involved.
He did a lot of things against his will, and Teresa liked that.
Okay.
But I think Bunchy liked it a lot.
I think
too.
Bunchy came back a man after that honeymoon. That's what I think.
Just curious.
But Dash, you know Bunchy more than anybody. Was he like Ralph said, looking for love and did not have the confidence or the skills to go out there and maybe find his own lady? Wouldn't he have been susceptible to anybody who approached him and kind of wanted to take over? I mean, it could have been Teresa, could have been anybody, right?
Yeah, I think so. You know, after last year, and he got his heart broken with the other lady. Yeah. I think he was definitely looking for love, but. It would have to be a like Ralph said, a strong woman like Teresa. I don't think a nervous girl or anybody that was remotely like him would have sufficed.
See, I would be suspect if Teresa had gone to him and pursued him and tried to get him because she found out about his money or something.
Right.
But I think the fact that he had to go and convince her that that was the right match and she was struck by his sensitivity and his sweetness and he kind of won
her
over.
She was reeling him in, Ralph. That's how cons work. They make you think it's your idea.
Yep. Yep.
Why do you hate love?
Oh, Dash. Wait till Sunday.
Here's the important question that all of America wants to know. Was it a real Denny's that you went and waited for the answer to the marriage proposal? Did you wait at a real Denny's or was that just a set?
That was a real Denny's.
Oh, which Bean.
One? It was a real Denny's by where the 101 merges with the 5 right around there down. I just remember there's a strip club across the highway.
Okay, all right.
And it was downtown, though, basically.
Dash, you may not know this, but Bean has an unhealthy obsession with Denny's.
I love Denny's.
It's his favorite restaurant.
They should put a plaque in your booth. It should be the Bungie booth for people forever.
We spent a lot of time there that day.
Waiting for Teresa?
We're not going to ask you to crooked priest. Don't get me started on him.
We're not going to ask you to give up anything that you can't. But in general, what have you loved about season 3 of Ray Donovan, Dash? What have been some of the storylines that you loved or some of the performances that have really stuck out for you?
Well, I'm very grateful that they gave me a lot to do this year, which was fun. So obviously, I'm always going to be happy about that. But I think that you know, also they took the lid off for Terry, and you got to see him get a little hot, and for Liev, the Pope Francis is in town, but the Catholic Church stuff with him and that priest was pretty heavy, and I think it's affected him in a way and brought out some stuff for that character that's been exciting. I think everybody just peeled off a couple more layers this year and we went a little deeper, and I certainly have had fun getting to, you know, beat Armenians with a pipe.
Yeah, arc of Bungie sort of being reeled in by Mickey into the family business, if you will, and having him have those dark moments. I mean, he's always sort of been the Fredo of the family, you know, and to have him stand up and be a man and save his family essence with violence, it was a side that we had never seen before, and it was kind of exciting.
It was very exciting for me when I read that. I was like,
get to be a badass.
Finally, S gets the kick tush, and I'm like sitting, you know, with my thumb up my ears.
Yeah. No one likes what's going on with Terry and Abby at home, right? They're spending too much time together at home, and they're exchanging glances that are not appropriate.
More than glances.
Yeah, no one likes that.
They kissed last week.
Yeah.
Yes.
This never happened. Oh.
No. No one is comfortable with that, right?
On the set?
No, I just mean us as viewers are yelling at our screen, no!
I wasn't yelling, no, I get it. Absolutely. Abby's been through so much with Ray, and she's finally with this guy that understands what she's going through. He's basically the father to the girl now.
Right. She has a father and husband that's not their president in that house.
Exactly.
And she has somebody to take care of now as well. Because the kids don't want her to take care of them. And now seriously, here's this other soul that she can help save. And it's a good match for the moment, but we'll see.
No one likes what's going on with Bridget and this teacher. That's no good, right? There's just too much tension.
There's a lot of tension this year. A good thing.
It's so good. Yeah, it's I love that.
I like it when
so
people are like, I'm yelling at my screen.
I am every week. Yeah, it's compelling television. It sure is.
And you guys have already been picked up for a fourth season, right?
We have. Yeah, we're coming back.
Which has to give, I think, the writers as well as the actors sort of a little bit of breathing room and latitude to kind of see down the road a little bit and see where you're going to be going.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're already starting to draw some stuff up. Because it creeps up on you really fast. All of a sudden, it'll be January. We'll be back to work. And
is that when you start again? In January, start shooting?
Wow.
This is the voice of actor Dash Myhawk here on The Kevin Meach Show. We're talking about, among other things, Ray Donovan, season 3 finale, Sunday night at 9 on Showtime. By the way, you can catch up on the other episodes on demand if you're not quite there yet. And I want to say one more thing before we take a break and come back and talk some more, including about your music and your music event tomorrow night, Dash, and that is, look, we all knew that John Voight was a great actor. He's, you know, won an Oscar 40 years ago or something like that. This season, he's blown my mind. And to see an old man take as many punches as he takes, he's incredible.
That's all his doing.
Really? What do you mean?
He wants to, when we were doing that Armenian fight scene, he was coming up with his own choreography, let's just say that. He was like, but then if I go like this and then I whack him over here and the stunt
kick
woman
me
was
in
like,
the ribs.
You know, we need you for the rest of the season. So maybe you should let the stunt guy do some of it.
It's incredible. His face, though, he acts so much through his – you just look at his face and you know what's going on in that character, and that is the sign of a great actor. How old a man is Mr. Voight?
I think I know, but that's taboo for an actor to out somebody else's age, isn't it?
Really?
So.
He's in his 70s.
The internet? He's in his 70s.
Yeah. Right?
No, but is that truly the age? We always lie.
That's
right?
True. But he's an older gentleman. We can say that safely. But he's in remarkable shape and still at the peak of his powers as an actor. He just
yes,
has
so
much point. Energy.
He's incredible.
I think there's been so much told without a word in with all these characters.
Especially,
when Liev is looking at Terry and Abby in the gym dancing, and there's just a ton going on, and you're like, oh, you see all of our thought processes navigating through whatever we're dealing with, and it's been fun.
Every time you looked through the blinds at Teresa while she was in the ring working out with her family, doing that the luchador stuff, just paragraphs and paragraphs of stuff was coming off you in those scenes.
Especially one of them.
Come on, Allie.
Other stuff was coming off of me.
Man,
just saying.
Everyone needs love. Why do you hate love?
Here we are at the very end of season 3 of Ray Donovan, and I think Liv Schreiber is about to deliver his 10th line of dialogue. So it really has been.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Really bringing it to life, man. All right. Dash Myhawk is our guest. Ray Donovan Sunday nights. There's a lot more going on with Dash, including his new single that's out, a new music event. Last time we had John, we got a chance to talk to you a lot about your rapping, and you're back with a new record. It's super good. We'll talk more with Dash right after this on K-Rock. Dash Myhawk in studio with us here on The Kevin and Bean Show. A couple of notes from our listeners. Robert writes in that the Denny's in that scene was at 530 Ramirez Street, Los Angeles. Across the street is the jail. Across the freeway is the Deja Vu Strip Club that
there
he was referring
go.
To. So thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Sue writes in, I'm glad you have Dash on. I loved him in Gotham. Can you ask him to speak about that? Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. What was it like stepping into that world of Gotham?
Oh, it was fun. You get to play a bad guy. It's always fun. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's very different from Bunchy. So anytime anybody wants to have me work in my hometown, I usually jump at it.
Yeah, it was great to see you play a character who is smart and conniving and dangerous and everything that Bunchy's not.
Yeah. If they were, there was going to be like a big arc, but it conflicted with Ray Donovan. So I don't know if, but in the comic book, this guy is there throughout. So we'll see if they bring me back.
That'd be great.
We love that show, too. Last time you were on, we were surprised to find out that music is as much a passion for you as acting is. And it's something you've been doing for a long time. For folks who weren't with us last time, Dash, tell us, take us back to the roots of you falling in love with music and singing and rapping.
Well, I grew up in New York City and during a very influential era of hip-hop. And when I was 12, I formed a rap group with my friends Sam and Chris. And so we were SDC, Sam-Chris, Strictly Devastating Crew.
Oh, sweet.
I think I'm going to cross my arms right now and hold a pose.
Wait, is that a Kangol cap you just put on?
And, look, I've just always had a passion for it, and I play the drums. But I like a lot of different kinds of music. I love, you know, I love classic rock, and I love classical music. And so I, you know, I've been writing a bunch of songs with different people over the years, and I thought, it's time. You're over 40. You should put out your rap album. You should.
Now, the bucket list.
Now's the time.
Now's the time.
Let me ask you about the special difficulties perhaps associated with being an older white guy who loves rap. Is it tough to get people to take you seriously doing it because of that? You already have two strikes against you when you walk in.
I think so. And so far, but you know what it is? Here's the thing. I'm true to myself. I don't rap about anything that's BS. And I don't, you know, I don't talk about selling drugs or anything. I talk about things like love and you know, eliminating your doubt, mortgages, accounting,
tax issues.
White guy topics.
You know what I mean? Politics. So far, I haven't seen a whole slew of haters yet, but I'm sure they're out there. Mm-hmm. I love to do it.
Do you perform live?
I do perform live. I have an incredible band. My keyboardist and musical director used to musical direct for Prince, it's crazy. I got like seven people, backup singers, it's like
horn
a whole
section?
Big thing. Sometimes we have a trumpet.
Nice.
So it's fun. It's live and it's kind of rock and roll rap and I try to sing, which is interesting.
You call the group Diz and the Fam?
Yeah, people have been calling me Diz or Dizzy for so long. I don't know why. I think it probably has some Wu-Tang, Dizza, Izza, whatever influence. But everybody calls me Diz, as if Dash is not a nickname. That's
it's not
cool
quick
enough.
We need something shorter.
You're not saving much time there.
So, yeah.
Let's play a clip of the single, which is called Love. It is available for free, by the way, at dizandthefam.com. So we'll play about, I don't know, 20, 30 seconds or something like that. And if you like it, go and get the rest of it for free. Dizandthefam.com. Now listen up. This is Love.
If you ain't taking risks, then life is what you missed and you die. What if you trusted yourself? What if you lived in your vision? What if you suffered in health? Would you live in a vision? The decision is yours. And yo, I may sound redundant, but I know in my core, love is all around and abundant. Ignition of a flame within. It's the feeling of a baby's skin. It's the all and the all and the all.
Nice. That's you, Dash, right there.
You might see a couple of familiar faces in the
video.
Well,
let's talk about that video. Oh. A couple, like 20 people we recognize. Tell me about making this love video.
Bless my Ray Donovan family for coming to play with me on a Saturday is all I can say. That we're a really tight group, and I really appreciated everybody coming to play. It was a crazy, hectic one-day shoot, and we just went gorilla nuts. And, you know, friends that I've known over the years to come and...
Erica Christensen, Emmanuel Shrieky, Harold Perrineau, Scott Foley. It's crazy how many people you got in this video. And your whole Ray Donovan family, like you mentioned, it's a really fun video. And that guy, the guy who does the hook for you, the singer guy, is really good, too.
Isn't he great? Like, yeah, that's really a guy. Good. That guy sang, he came in when I wrote that song a long time ago and sang the temp track. And I was just like, that's it. He's staying on it. Nobody else is going to sing this.
So what's cool. The thing you're doing tomorrow night? The video launch party.
We're going to show the video and have a launch party, and Diz and the Fam's going to play a hot set at the Sayers Club in Hollywood. It'll be a good time, and we're going to have a sort of blast, if you will.
Okay.
We will.
So the Sayers Club, it's sayersclub.com, a modest entry fee to get in for the party tomorrow night. And as you said, the band is going to be performing live. So that's awesome. And you got a full length or an EP or something coming later in the year, right?
Yeah, it should be coming out the end of October. A large EP, in between an EP and an LP. So what would that be, an M? No, it'd be a JP.
A JP,
a JP, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So good
now
times.
Now I know why they call you Diz.
So good times for you to be on a show you love. You've got that great acting job and that acting family, and then you also get to do the music too, man. It's going great for you.
It's been a really lovely year, and I have extreme gratitude.
Well, we can't wait for Sunday night, man.
Watch out for Teresa.
Just watch out for Teresa.
Love her.
Watch out. You're going to be watching out and loving her on Saturday.
Yeah. Great to see you, sir. Thanks for coming in.
All right.
Hey, party people. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 106.7 KROQ. Thanks a lot for tuning in on a Wednesday morning. It was May 31st. Where's the music, Chip? Give me the goddamn music. It was May 31st, the year 2000, when Survivor premiered. That was 459 episodes ago, by the way. 460 contestants, 17 countries. It's been on for 15 years. It's the longest-running reality competition program on the air. And there is one constant, and that is our good friend Jeff Probst has always been the Emmy Award-winning host of Survivor, and he is back on CBS tonight. Hey, Jeff.
What is up? I have to tell you, I tell you guys this. Hello, Allie.
Hello, Jeff.
What the hell is going on with your phone, Jeff?
Wait.
Are you calling from space?
I'm in a satellite. I'm doing one of those satellite media tours, and I'm just sitting here. Is it not working? Hold on. Let me move the mic.
I feel like we're talking to the Martian right now. It's crazy, Jeff.
It's echoing.
It's not that. It's just there's all sorts of noise and, like, static that's like we're in space or something. Look, we'll make it work. We're dying to talk to you. We want to hear from you. But go ahead. But just speak up if you can.
Steve, tell me if this is any better right now. Any better at all?
No.
Better at all?
No. Not at all.
Really?
But thank you for trying.
What's up? Oh, like you're getting from the guys at CBS. It's probably you.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Right.
All right.
Or do you want me to call you on a cell phone?
You know what? We'll make it work. Like I said, just speak up. We want to hear what you have to say. We know you're on a very tight schedule here this morning, but we're very excited about you going to Cambodia. We're very excited about the second chance,
I understand
this is the first time you've ever let the viewers pick every competitor. Now that's putting a lot of trust in your viewers, sir.
Yes, it is. And Bean, you've got to interrupt me if this isn't working because I'm going to call you back because I want to talk to you guys. But yes.
Okay.
We put a lot of trust in there because we do trust them. I mean, it's a really unique relationship in that I can't think of another show where there's so much back and forth. And people stop me all the time and they say, all right, let me tell you, I like this, I don't like that. And so I take that back to our creative team and say, this is working, this isn't. And we often modify our show by listening to the fans, and this was a way to say thank you for that connection. Thanks for sticking with us and watching, even on seasons you may not have dug too much. Thanks for coming back and checking out the next one. And I think it even solidified our relationship even more doing that.
And you have competitors all the way from last season going all the way back through the decades to season one. I couldn't believe it when I saw the preview that was on the website yesterday, Jeff, that Kelly Wigglesworth is still out there and wanted to come back to Survivor 15 years later. That's amazing. And she looks in better shape now than she was back then when she was practically a teenager.
She really is ripped. And think about, she is set on the fact that she was the first runner-up, lost by one vote, Richard Hatch. She sat on that for 15 years. We have another guy, Andrew Savage. He got caught in the middle of a twist 12 years ago. And he'll tell you, he says in the first episode, I've got everything. I've got a great career, a beautiful wife, two amazing kids, but this damn show haunts me at night, and I need to redeem myself. That's kind of representative of what you're going to get this season, is people who aren't just out here saying, sure, why not? They're out here saying, I have to do this because I need my own redemption.
Were you surprised by any of the people voted on? Like, oh, what are they thinking getting this guy or girl back on?
There were a couple that I was surprised got on, but anybody that we put on the list, we wanted to see play.
Mm-hmm.
But I was surprised and kind of happily so that there were some people that fans clearly remembered more than I thought they might, and there were some people surprised didn't get on.
Right.
Yeah. I just thought my read was that Abby Maria was one of the most hated contestants in the history of Survivor because she was such a bitch, and I can't imagine people want to spend more time with her.
That was one of the ones that surprised me, and I was so happy because I wanted Abby on. I'm really curious with Abby. Is it a cultural difference? You don't speak English. You know, it's not your first language.
you don't understand the nuances, or are you really just a bitchy person who finds problems with everything? Because Abby says, no, no, it's my culture. I'm loved by all my friends. Okay, here's your second chance. Prove it.
Well, I haven't seen this season yet, but I'm telling you, she's just a bitch. I'm telling you, Jeff.
That's
you,
her culture,
you who knows
bitch.
More about it than I do, I'm telling you what's happening here. All right, last question for you, sir, and that is, every one of these people has played the game before, and they think, now I've nailed it. I've had the benefit of going through the experience myself. I've also had the benefit of being able to watch all the other contestants win and lose throughout the seasons. Now I've got it. How often does that really generally end up paying off for them? And how many times are they blindsided by something they never could have seen coming, no matter how much they think they know the show? They can't win it.
The greatest thing that ever happened to Survivor, in my opinion, is when players realized a decade ago, you can never tell the person being voted out they're being voted out because they'll scramble. And that resulted in this blindside, this the mastering of the blindside, and we have so many blindsides this season with, as you said, guys and men and women who came into the show going, well, one thing's for sure, I won't be blindsided again. Yes, you will. That's the point. You have to trust somebody, but you can't trust anybody. You're all going to get blindsided. That's why it's so fun to watch.
That is the beauty of Survivor. It is back for an all-new season set in Cambodia. The theme is Second Chances, 20 castaways, fan-voted. Jeff Probst will be the excellent host that he always is with a special 90-minute season premiere that is going to be tonight at 8 o'clock on CBS. Jeff, we know you're very busy, man. We appreciate you squeezing us in. We'll look forward to talking to you throughout the season. Thanks for the time, sir.
Hold on. Wait, are you still there?
Yes.
Steve, you can't hang up yet. I know I have a lousy connection, but I say this to you every time, and it's true. Every time that I'm going to be on your show, I hear about it before I even know about it from listeners. And last night, a group of us went to the Foo Fighters, and I get on this bus with about 20 people. And by the time I get to the back of the bus, three people have said, hey, you guys are coming to meet in the morning. You're doing K-Rock in the morning. He's so friggin' loyal, man. And in fact, Ralph now goes to Lawrence, or goes to the school where our kids go to school, and somebody else made that connection. Said, yeah, he's one of the, you know, he's now his kid here. So I feel connected to you guys even when I'm not there in the studio with you.
Well, we appreciate that. But you know what? Let's cut the bad phone line out and let's have you come in studio as your schedule permits sometime during the Cambodia season. All right, Jeff?
We got to do that. I'll work on that.
All right, man. Thanks for the time. Have fun. We'll watch tonight. See you later.
All right. Later.
It just, it didn't sound to me the way I thought phones were supposed to sound. I guess that's what I was saying. I thought there would be some sort of a connection where I could hear him.
Oh,
that was awful.
Okay, Captain Kirk. Okay, man of the future. All right, well, fine. If you think, oh, everything should be crystal clear when we talk via the wireless. Okay, fine.
I just felt like he didn't need to be in a tornado or wherever he was or being attacked by satellites. I don't know what was going on.
It sounded like your Periscope.
Oh, Chip.
Well,
that's
just
Chip.
Hurtful.
Chip.
Anyway, I love Jeff, and I'm glad we had a chance to briefly catch up. And I do hope he comes in and sees us this season during Survivor. He's one of the – isn't he, Ralph? You got to agree, he's one of the best hosts on television.
Oh, absolutely. He's a long time he has set the gold standard. I cannot wait for Survivor, Guns versus Knives. I think that's the theme this year, isn't it? Half of them get guns, the other half get knives.
I think it's Second Chances.
Second Chances, yeah. That's what it's called. Yeah. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday. Here's Ralph, what's going on?
Hey, I mentioned that the 1 million moms, literally, there are 1 million moms together in a group.
I think they call themselves that, but I think we determined it's about 10,000 ladies.
Oh. Well, anyway, they're very upset with the new Muppets because it's not as they see a show being family friendly.
Well, if they don't like a show, Ralph, it shouldn't be on the air.
That's how
it works.
It's perverse, and ABC should take it off the air. And they wanted it off the air before it aired, which I don't know how you do that.
Yeah, it's a gift.
It's already off,
the air before it's on the air. But now last night it was on the air, and they still want it off the air because, as they put it, how many parents want to explain the punchline of sexually charged jokes to young children? They asked. Well, as though I hate to agree with the 1 million moms, maybe they have a point. Because we find out that Miss Piggy has a Tinder page. She's on Tinder. She wouldn't be the first pig on Tinder. You know what I'm saying? But, turns out it was Jimmy Kimmel who set her page up before their interview on Monday night. He told Miss Piggy since she and Kermit are no longer a couple, now that she's single, maybe she should be on Tinder. And so he took it upon himself, being the helpful guy that he is, to set up a Tinder account for Miss Piggy. So maybe you can get lucky if you got a Miss Piggy thing. Right. Go there and swipe left.
Think right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Left is wrong, right is right. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Allie, are we still glad that the Muppets are back, or has this experiment failed in your eyes?
I'm glad the Muppets are back, absolutely. And okay. I actually read an interview that Lisa Henson did, and she is so on board with the direction that the Muppet Show took. She, of course, is Jim Henson's daughter, and said that she...
How many times you got to tell us that?
Oh, did I already?
Yeah.
Anyway, she's happy with the way the Muppet Show is going.
Who's and I this? Think
well, she's getting paid
Lisa
with the way
Henson,
the Muppet Show
Jim
is going.
Henson's daughter.
That's true. Bean has a point. She is making money off the direction
right.
that they're
what
going.
What about the rest of us, though? Is it just tarnishing the legacy of something that was beloved? Did it not need to come back like this, is what I'm asking you. You're the Muppets fan.
I like it.
I am.
I like
it. I'm looking forward to watching it. I want to reserve judgment until I get a chance to watch it.
Now, will you watch it with your little girl, Ralph?
No.
Okay.
Because she's not a Muppets fan, at least not yet. So okay. I only let her. She only watches things that she has sort of a natural interest for. I'm not pushing television on her in any way, because she, unlike me, is not a couch potato like I was growing up. I was consumed by all things television. She's much more interested in going outside and playing and doing stuff, right. Creative and drawing and playing in the sand and things like that. So I'm letting her find television at her own pace.
And please note, if there are any of the million moms who happen to be listening right now, Ralph is making a decision about what to put on his television for himself and his family in his own home with no help from anyone.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yes. But me, as an old Muppets fan, I'm looking forward to checking it out. So we should see. I am going to force feed her some Pee-wee soon, though. I just got a stack of of DVDs just waiting to be queued up, and she's going to watch Pee-wee Herman. She's watching Pee-wee's Playhouse. That's happening.
And she's going to watch it, and she's going to like it.
Damn right she is. James Bond. Okay, next. There's actually a story involved. Tomorrow, apparently, is the day. No, Friday is the day. We get to hear, for the first time, the new theme song.
Oh,
from the new James Bond film, Spectre, as Dave called it yesterday.
Or Spectra.
Spectra.
Yeah, I believe it's Spectre, personally. But a lot of people looking forward to hearing Sam Smith's new theme for that film. And in the meanwhile, the debate about who should play the next James Bond continues on. Now they've asked another Bond. Pierce Brosnan is tossing his two cents into the debate about who should be the next James Bond. He said, unluckily for all of us who are holding our breath, there are wonderful black actors out there who could be James Bond. There's no reason why you cannot have a black James Bond, he said. Good for you, Pierce.
Well,
however,
I agree.
Versus his expectations, he said anything is possible, but I think he'll be male and I think he'll be white. And he's probably true. The producers will probably go the safe route, I'm guessing. But I'm glad to hear he has an open mind, except he said James Bond could never be a woman. I think it has to be male. Bond is a guy. He's all male. His name is James. His name is James Bond, he insisted. He's got a point.
Makes sense.
Got a point.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think many would argue with him that James Bond should be a man.
Yeah, I don't know many people who are arguing that it should be a woman either. I don't think that's a big thing. But a black Bond, he certainly sees that there's room for that. However, he doesn't know if the producers perhaps are as open-minded as the audience might be. That could be the case. Hey, what are you doing Saturday?
I'm going to Santa Anita.
You're damn right you are. Yeah! Another of the legendary K-Rock Microbrew Festivals is happening this very weekend, Saturday, September the 26th. It's happening in the infield at Santa Anita. That's the cool part of the track, right there in the middle of the racetrack. And it's going to be quite an event, as always. Live music, beer, food, betting on the ponies. It's a great day. I've got a four-pack of VIP tickets if you'd like to attend. This is what you will get in this VIP package. Beer garden and concert admission. You get 8 drink tickets, racing program and tip sheet, the Breeders' Cup World Championship tote bag. All can be yours if you call me right now, 1-800-520-1067.
Call now, 1-800-520-1067. I love you.
I love you too, Doto. Infield opens at 11 a.m., so let's make it caller number 11. What do you say?
First race starts at noon, and a lot of jocks will be there, too. K-Rock's Striker, Omar, Dave the King of Mexico, Lightning, Super Steve, and Chip will all be there. And buy Chip a beer. It's cheap. They give you like a thimble. A thimble is like a nickel. You can get a thimble beer and just give it to Chip. And she,
oh, we get so drunk.
She's into it, and she wades around, does the backstroke, and bathes. It's fascinating. Today's celebrity birthdays. Skylar Astin's 28 years old today. Matt Kemp, formerly of the Dodgers, now with the Padres, is 31. Anthony Mackie's 37. Jermaine Dupri, 43. Chi McBride's 54. Jason Alexander of Seinfeld turns 56. And the boss, Bruce Springsteen, 66 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Way to go, Laura Comstock from Northridge. You have won your way into the Staples Center December 18th to see Muse in concert, one of the best rock and roll bands in the world. Plus, you get a chance to party with them and K-Rock at the exclusive after party with the band on the roof of the Ace Hotel. Get your details at krock.com. Your chance to win is coming up very soon. Donald Trump continues to amaze. I haven't watched it yet, but he was on the Stephen Colbert show last night, the late night show with Stephen Colbert, and he refused to address whether or not he is still a birther, by the way. He would not renounce the birthers. He just said, I'm not going to talk about that anymore. He's a miracle in politics. Things that he does and says that would derail anybody else just seems to make him more popular. Most people thought when he got into this thing that he'd be out of it by now. Wouldn't you say, Ali?
Absolutely.
He's not only still in it, he's still winning it. And he is now set his sights on number two in the Republican polls, which is Carly Fiorina. And he is just blasting her. And we wanted to find out if it's just his politics as usual, or does he mean it? Donald Trump, the next president of the United States, joins us once again on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Mr. Trump, how are you, sir?
Hello, Kevin and Bean. How are you? You're welcome.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. We know you're very, very busy. You have been very tough on Miss Fiorina.
I've also been hard on Carly Fiorina.
What did I say? Did I screw
up? Both of those women, I've been very hard on them.
Yes,
I have to be.
Yes,
because I'm running against two people, Carly Fiorina and Carly Fiorina.
Carly Fiorina, you have been trashing her record in business, her electoral prospects. You even said that you hate the way she speaks. You said if you listen to her for more than 5 minutes, you develop a tremendous headache.
Oh, her voice is just. You can't listen to it. You listen to it for 5 minutes, and you get a headache. You listen to it for 8 minutes, your penis starts to bleed.
Oh, ooh. Wow. That
10 minutes,
serious.
Rectal itch. 11 minutes, your head literally explodes. And that's science. That's not me. I'm not even saying that. We're going to win so much, you'll be tired of winning.
Right. You have said that in the past. So, but isn't it just, it's, look, debate the issues. Don't make childish attacks against other people running for the office. I mean, are you cheapening the process a little bit?
All I do is talk about the issues.
No,
the issue is she's really ugly.
Okay.
That's my issue with her and her voice. Her voice and her face.
Okay.
And her body and her hair.
Okay. You don't think she's attractive?
I never said that. I cherish women. It's her persona. Her persona I don't like. Her ugly face persona.
Right. But would you ever criticize the looks of a male candidate? It seems like you're being unfair to her just because she's a woman at this point to criticize her looks. Like, why is that even an issue?
You have a good point. So let me say this. Ted Cruz looks like a dragon. There. Now we're equal.
See, I don't think that's how you solve the problem. Maybe solve it by not saying anything mean about appearances.
First of all, she's ugly. Second of all, she has ruined every business she's ever been part of. Mm-hmm. She turned Lucent into insolvent. She turned Hewlett-Packard into harlot poopy. All right, I got to work on that one.
Rethink that one.
HP, I got to come up with a better P word. But I'm just saying, she's ruined every business she's ever been involved in, and that's what she would do to America.
Okay, but Mr. Trump. Haven't you bankrupted numerous companies in your long
Sit
business
down.
Career?
Sit down. Sit down. I didn't call on you.
That's a
I
legitimate.
I didn't call on you.
Right,
Sit
but that's
down.
A legitimate.
Go back to Univision.
I don't work for Univision. You're on with
Not
Kevin
anymore.
B.
No,
K-Rock.
They fired you.
No, I never worked there. Listen, Mr. Trump, if you can point out that she has had some bumpy business roads. Wait, who's laughing with you there, Donald?
That's my running mate, Omar.
See, I wasn't aware you'd announced
it
yet.
It's true. Carly Fiorina has had some bumpy business roads.
Isn't that true of you also with all the bankruptcies that you've declared over the years. It just seems like you're the kettle calling the pot black.
Not the pot calling the kettle black.
However that expression goes. Come on, Donald.
I can't listen to you for more than 5 minutes. I got a horrible head.
9:38 on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 106.7 KROQ. Ralph, a lot of listeners taking great delight with how I am picking up the slack for Kevin being out on vacation
you
this
are.
Week and just really delivering.
You are el fuego.
You know, somebody's got to keep our Hall of Fame standards up.
Yes.
I think I'm just the guy to do it.
You're crushing it.
All right, time for our final look at the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday morning. What's going on?
Well, here's what's going on. Here's a guy that I like to call Danny Elfman. And, you know, he was doing that show where he sang The Nightmare Before Christmas, Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas, live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for Halloween, right?
For Halloween, all the songs were going to be sung live with a full orchestra at the Hollywood Bowl. It was a really cool event. It was happening on Halloween night. Sadly, that show is sold out. So I just wanted to say, if you didn't get tickets for that show, ha ha.
It's mean, Ralph.
It is mean. That's me. But wait, there's more.
Yay!
Just announced yesterday, due to popular demand, a second show has been added. Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas live with Danny Elfman and the orchestra. An additional show, a second show, Sunday, November the 1st.
That must have been a moment of party.
It is, and it will be. Sunday, November the 1st at the Hollywood Bowl. As I mentioned, the first show is completely sold out. But this show, tickets are going to be available. There's going to be a general on sale this Friday, September the 25th, at noon via Ticketmaster. But what if you're saying right now, hey, chucklehead. Hey, radio boy, I don't want to wait till Friday. I want my tickets today. Well, the K-Rock Street Team is having a very special pre-sale today.
Nice.
Today, Wednesday, September the 23rd at 10 a.m. So in a mere 20 minutes, we're having a special K-Rock Street Team pre-sale at Ticketmaster.com. It's only going to last for 24 hours. It'll end tomorrow. September the 24th at 10 p.m., so more than 24 hours, 36 hours. But still, you get your tickets before the general sale, general
That's
on
awesome.
Sale on Friday. Here's the
by
thing.
By the way, we don't know how many tickets are available in the pre-sale. It could
we
be
don't.
Could be a lot.
Could be yeah. none.
That would be weird.
Be strange, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Have a pre-sale
yeah.
and have no tickets
Unusual.
Available?
I'm not sure why we would
all right,
make that
so maybe
choice,
not but... none. Maybe more than none, but less than all, I'm guessing.
It's a good point, yeah.
But here's the thing. You need a very special password to use the pre-sale.
What is it?
That's the question. What is it? And secondly, the question is, how much is it worth to you? So write me a check, and I will tell you what.
That's not how it works.
What?
That's not how it works.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to make a profit on this?
We give the pre-sale password to Street Team
We just
members.
Give it away?
That's part of the deal. Yeah, they sign up, and we help them out.
That is a bad business model.
Well, we're not trying to make money off it. We're trying to help our listeners get cool stuff.
Who we? Kimosabi.
All right, if you're a Street Team member, check your password. Buy the tickets when? 10 o'clock this morning for November 1st at the Hollywood Bowl. Second date added for Danny Elfman, live performing along with Nightmare Before Christmas. That's going to be an awesome evening.
The password is K-Rock Nightmare. K-Rock Nightmare.
Nice.
All one word, no spaces. K-Rock Nightmare is the password for the special Street Team presale happening today at Ticketmaster at 10 a.m. So, there you go. It's all you need to know. If you missed any of that information, you can go to our Facebook page, Kevin and Bean Facebook page. We're also going to tweet it out, and we're going to Insta-face it, and we're going to my book it, and we're going to do everything to make it available to you, the fine K-Rock listeners.
I like it.
All right. Now we got that out of the way. How about more stuff?
Are you kidding me?
I've got passes to the very special K-Rock advanced screening of The Martian.
Yay!
We just had the author of the book on this week. Now the major motion picture based on that very same book starring Matt Damon, Jessica Chastain, Kristen Wiig, Jeff Daniels, Kate Mara, and many, many more. It's in theaters everywhere.
on October the 2nd. However, we're having a special K-Rock advance screening on September the 29th at the AMC Century City. If you'd like to go, call Beer Mug now, 1-800-520-1067.
First call now, 1-800-520-1067. I love you.
I just said that. Yeah. First five callers through with that number get a pair of passes to the K-Rock advance screening of The Martian. Of course, The Martian, based on the Warner Brothers character, he's a small little guy who plans to destroy the Earth.
Nope,
that's not true. And Bugs Bunny has to come up and some
fiction.
I'm going to destroy the Earth.
No, oh, that's nothing. Good, Doc. You're going to destroy the Earth? Wait a minute, all the people I know are on the Earth.
Nothing to do with Marvin the Martian humans. At all.
What?
Completely separate.
Well, someone should get their lawyers on the phone because that seems like an infringement of some kind. Speaking of lawyers, a judge heard lawyers from both sides and decided today that the song Happy Birthday is now in public domain. For years, you'd had to pay like six figures to Warner Chappell Music since 1988 to use that song if you wanted to put it in a TV show or a movie or a podcast. Now, it's all willy-nilly. It's anarchy. Just do whatever you want. Sing it loud. No, that's not the song we're referring to.
It's my candle-blowing birthday.
The Happy Birthday song, the traditional Happy Birthday song, is no longer covered by a presumed copyright that Warner Chappell Music believed they held for many years, so you don't have to pay for it anymore because the lyrics. Now that's the Tings, I believe. Is that the Tings?
The Ting Tings.
The Ting Tings.
That was Altered Image. Was the name
of
the
thing,
that one. Yeah.
Is it?
I find it troubling that you do not know the song Happy Birthday.
This is it, right? This is what you're talking about. No?
I just want to know how many more birthday songs he has. I'm just waiting.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
That's it. That's the one. The big booty hoe birthday song is now in public domain. What the hell is this? Is this Yoko Ono's birthday song?
Birthday by the Sugar Cubes featuring your new singer Bjork.
F her.
I got plenty more.
Bjork, as I've said many times.
I got plenty more, but I'll let
That's horrible. She's
That's
awful.
That's a classic, man. That's a K-Rock classic
She's
right there.
She's awful on so many levels. Boy, she bad. Anyway, happy birthday now. You can use it as you wish. Carry on. Ella, can I talk real quickly, just for a moment? Can everyone please stop putting a wig on Charlie Brown and saying they've been peanutized and then putting it on Twitter or Facebook or wherever the hell else you're posting. You haven't been peanutized. They took Charlie Brown and they put whatever your hair color is, they put a wig on his head, and then you're just doing what you're doing. Stop it. Stop that.
I asked Allie first thing Monday morning if she peanutized herself over the weekend, and she said, yeah, she met a dude at a bar. And I said, no, I'm talking about when you take your picture and you make it look like you're in the Peanuts cartoons. And she said she tried it, but she was very dissatisfied with the results, Ralph. She didn't feel like it did her justice.
You know why? Because they take Charlie Brown, they put a wig on his head, and then you post the picture, and you're, ha-ha, look at me. No, it's not anything. Stop it.
You have an unnatural cartoon hate for peanuts.
But this,
is that all
even
that's
if I loved peanuts, this wouldn't be a thing. You can't just put hair on Charlie Brown and say it's you. It looks dumb. Looks like, no, that's brunette Charlie Brown with long hair. Oh, there's short, blonde-haired Charlie Brown. It's just Charlie Brown with hair on him.
I feel like the Simpsons had something like this a couple years ago that was actually pretty good. It actually
yes.
made you into a Simpsons character.
Right. This is not that.
This is not that. Okay. Mm.
Apparently is some sort of viral marketing campaign for the new Peanuts movie. And it's a website. You can peanutize yourself. No, you're not. Nothing's being peanutized.
Okay. It does sound vaguely dirty, though.
Peanutizeme.com is the website, apparently. So, and type that in carefully, by the way. Peanutizeme.com. Because if you just slip up a few letters, something else happens to you. And
Now, frankly, let me ask you, Ralph, since you got that off your chest, do you mind if I talk about something real quick before we do birthdays and get out of here for the day?
Sure.
It's vaguely related to show business, and the door should be opening any second, and our beautiful friend Kat Corbett should be walking in.
Oh, here's Kat Corbett with more.
Kat Corbett will be joining us here on KROQ in just a minute. It was very exciting to wake up this morning and see pictures online of Kat's little dog, Blue, on television last night on James Corden's late night show.
Was it World's Ugliest Dog? Was it a special?
They
had?
Dear Blue! What happened to your boy Blue? How did this happen, Kat? This is very exciting for all of us.
This is such one of those LA moments. You know, he does the take a day off thing, and CBS is right down the street from Chateau Marmotte, where my dogs go.
Oh, I'm sorry, where?
Sweet Lord.
Chateau Marmotte.
But of course. So Viola and Blue go there every day while you're at work?
Yes. V made a tiny cameo. I think James was, he's afraid of dogs, which was really funny.
Oh, my.
So he's now surrounded by all of these dogs.
So he shows up. He does everyone's job for a day. So he shows up and he what with the dogs? He's bathing them?
He penetized them. He put wigs on them and he said, oh, look, now it looks like me.
He was wiping up the duty on the floor. He gave a dog a bath. He was blow drying it. He was doing all that stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
And tell me why I saw this photo that you posted of him actually, not with Blue in the background. I mean, he actually is holding Blue in his arms. How did that happen?
Because Blue is the most non-threatening dog. He's a love bug. And so they were like, here, because he was running away from the other dogs.
Aww.
So, he's really afraid of dogs.
Yeah. I mean, if you watch the video, he's you know, the instructor or the owner of Chateau Marmotte was like, they can smell your fear. Like, stop it. You know?
That's awesome.
So
that's
they funny. Were, yeah.
How's Blue's ego been since?
Well, he's deciding whether to go to William Morris or CAA right now. Right. And
well, that's a tough choice for every star.
He wants a deli tray, like, every 30 minutes.
Unbelievable.
Right? Mm.
Well,
yeah.
Congratulations, Kat. I'm very excited for you. Very excited for your little rescue dog, Blue. He's so cute.
He is very cute, Ralph.
Is he going to get plastic surgery now that he's a star? He's going to have all those defects fixed?
He couldn't improve upon his appearance.
How dare you?
He couldn't be any cuter.
How dare you? Okay. Follow them on Instagram, VM Blue.
Oh, dear Lord. Deliver me. Deliver me, Jesus.
Stop it.
Deliver me from this hell.
Oh, I love it.
Instagram
dogs. They also have a Facebook page, V and Blue.
Penetized people. It's the end times. Today's celebrity birthdays. Skylar Astin, 28 years old today. He is the very popular star of Pitch Perfect, we found out earlier today. Matt Kemp.
The Pink Fruit
Mountain.
Yes, that's right. He was also in that.
He was also the star of The Pink Fruit Mountain. Which also, don't look at that website, Pink Fruit Mountain. You will be shocked. Matt Kemp, formerly of the Dodgers, now with the Padres. He's 31. Anthony Mackie, he's the Falcon. From the Avengers, 37 years old today. Jermaine Dupri's 43. Chi McBride's 54. Jason Alexander of Seinfeld fame is 56. And Bruce, the mother-loving boss, Springsteen, celebrates 66 years on this planet. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you so much, Ralph, and thank you, Kat. Have a great show today here on KROQ. Tomorrow we'll be back with an all-new Kevin and Bean show, and I apologize in advance for all the ugliness on the program tomorrow, but we're just going to have to make do.
Is Blue coming on?
Rob Lowe joins us on the program. The great Rob Lowe, star of the new series The Grinder, is going to be with us. The very hunky Dr. Drew Pinsky on the program tomorrow. And the best toupee in show business, our friend Jim Rome talks sports as well. That's all coming up tomorrow right here on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous KROQ.